As many as can be gotten, Lord Hand. 50 new men, Ned told him. Lord Baelish will see that you will get the coin.
I will, Littlefinger said.
You will. You found 40,000 golden dragons for a champion's purse. Surely you can scrape together a few coppers to keep the king's peace. Ned turned back to Janus Flint. I will also give you 20 good swords for my own household guard to serve with a watch until the crowds have left.
All thanks, Lord Hand, Flint said, bowing. I promise you, they shall be put to good use.
When the commander had taken his leave, Eddard Stark turned to the rest of the council. The sooner this folly is done with, the better I shall like it. As if the expense and trouble were not irksome enough, all and sundry insisted on salting Ned's wound by calling it the Hand's tourney, as if he were the cause of it. And Robert honestly seemed to think he should feel honored.
The realm prospers from such events, my lord, Grand Maester Pycelle said. They bring the great the chance of glory, and the lowly a respite from their woes.
And put coins in many a pocket, Littlefinger added. Every inn in the city is full, and the whores are walking bow-legged and jingling with each step. Lord Renly laughed. We're fortunate my brother Stannis is not with us. Remember the time he proposed to outlaw brothels?